we learned last week that Virgin Galactic has been cleared once again for takeoff. Any idea as to what exactly went wrong and how did they plan to fix it?
Well, Casey, Virgin Galactic is allowed to resume their flight operations after the Federal Aviation Administration closed its month-long investigation last week into an anomaly that occurred during its July 11th spaceflight, which, of course, got a lot of attention. The next mission for the company's space plane, VSS Unity, could come as early as mid-October, pending some inspections of the spacecraft and other conditions. But a flight window has not yet been announced by the company. The FAA said that the Unity, which is sometimes called Spaceship Two, deviated from its designated course and into unauthorized airspace on the big test flight, which Richard Branson, of course, was on. It had a full crew at that time and launched from Spaceport America.
Any idea of a list of who's who for the next flight crew?
I have not seen anything that has any famous names like Madonna or Justin Bieber or Christina Aguilera.
And I think Paris Hilton was among the first to buy tickets, if
and
I'm not
Paris
mistaken.
Paris Hilton, yeah, she was among the
right.
early ones to buy those tickets.
All right, well, we'll see what happens next. And moving on to a Las Cruces business that is expanding east and south a little bit, about 40 miles down the road.
That's right. Mateo's Mexican food started as a, it really is a great story, Casey, because they started as a food truck. For many years, they were parked there at the corner of Solano and Amador. And then they opened up shop on University, and now they have opened downtown, but they're also planning an expansion to El Paso with their third location. This one will be in the West Town Marketplace, just off I-10. It's going to be right in between Cabela's and the new Flicks Brew House. Melody Rios, who we talked to, she's one of the four co-owners, said it's going to be a few months before they're ready to open the doors to customers. But they're excited about the expansion, and they're El Paso native, so they're glad that this kind of moves them a little closer to home.
Gotcha. And to finish out, we've got another Las Cruces staple that's actually been in El Paso and is now coming home.
That's right. Last year, the whole enchilada softball invitational moved to El Paso because of public health guidelines, but this year, it's coming back to the Hadley Sports Complex. This is an annual event. No one really can say exactly how long they've been in business, how long they've been operating, but everyone estimates that it's pretty close to 40 years. And it's 48 hours of consecutive play. It draws more than 250 teams. I think this year they're up to about 265. Thousands of players from around the country, some of them coming from as far away as Chico, California, Boise, Idaho, Miami, Florida. In today's edition of the Sun News, we've got a story about a player who's coming in from Miami. And the city estimates that it brings about $1 million of economic impact for the city, but other estimates put it as high as $4 or $5 million. So it was really hard to get a hotel room over the weekend in Las Cruces.
I bet. All right, Damian. Well, thank you so much for getting us up to speed on the Monday Business Watch. Have a great week.
Always a pleasure. pleasure. Thank you, Casey.